Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Colorado's wolf introduction efforts continue to raise concerns within the agriculture industry, with reports of significant impacts on ranchers in the western part of the state. Colorado Cattlemen's Association President Tom Harrington addresses frustrations over state agency planning, and he pushes back on claims from Colorado Governor Jared Polis, who has been criticized for comments he made regarding the budgeting issues surrounding bringing wolves into the state.
They didn't look ahead and make sure that they were prepared for the problems that were going to ensue, how they were going to deal with the compensation claims, the non-lethal deterrence, and what those costs were, not only to purchase them and get them out there, but installed and maintained. The range rider program was kind of an afterthought that does seem to work in some situations. The extensive range in Colorado is just not very conducive to the non-lethals, and they've proven that the non-lethal deterrents all seem to work for a time, but very short time, the wolves figure out that they can work around it.
At a recent Colorado Counties Incorporated meeting, the results of a vote left no question on how Colorado County Commissioners feel about the next wolf release.
63 of 64 counties voted to pause the next reintroduction. The only county that didn't was Denver County. He should have taken that as a pretty good strong vote that maybe they need to slow down on this.
Tom Harrington with the Colorado Cattlemen's Association.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.